Let's talk sport. Tony Wilson joins us. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Jonathan.
How are we?
It was a little disappointed. I think a lot of cricket fans are a little disappointed in the the way the game went yesterday. But at the same time, I guess the series was secured, and that's really the key objective for the players at the start of any summer.
Well, indeed. Some talk today about the imperative for cricketers to entertain a paying crowd, but that seems to be a second order of business.
Well, it really was flat, wasn't it? I mean, even right down to that weird decision to shake hands and say this isn't going to be fixed with four overs to go and only four wickets to get. I mean, I can't imagine any other sport where where a possible different result can be achieved being... it just seemed so weak, I guess.
Logic tells me that with 4 weeks to get, that all you need for that is, in fact, four balls, and how you could decide with four overs to go that it's not going to happen is kind of weird.
So there's all these things, there's messages going out from Cricket Australia, please come down and watch the last session, and please get involved, and let's boost it. We're going to open the gates so it's free admission, and so they're kind of encouraging people to come along, and then to kind of slap them in the face with... four overs to go. I think we might just give this away. It's quite disrespectful.
Apart from the perversity, perhaps, of the way in which Australia approached the declaration too earlier in the day, of just sort of knocking it round and playing for time, just batting India out of the game. It was a very sort of negative approach.
Yeah, it was two teams that don't get on, wasn't it? It was that sort of, we're going to make this as uncomfortable and as impossible for you as possible. And it was, again, it wasn't good for the crowd. And I guess there is no obligation to entertain. And you'd say that in the way that they attacked the wickets, the bowling was really good for a lot of the afternoon.
Yep.
It just batted for at least, half an hour too long, maybe an hour too long. It was never going to happen. And I couldn't understand that once they make that decision, so, okay, you say, let's prioritise the series over the match and make that absolutely safe, which is a fair enough decision. And Smith shouldn't be lambasted for it, I mean, because the decision's coming from Lehman, surely. And yet, once they make that decision, they don't surround the bat with
Yes, that was curious. They still defended runs, which is was an odd part of the day's play.
And then the oddness continued afterwards, Jonathan, when MS Dhoni does a sort of a laughing press conference in which he fails to mention that he's retiring
he's
from quit. Test cricket.
Tony, that was the bombshell of the day. MS Dhoni stepping down as Indian Test captain and a storied career.
He's such a figure over there. I mean, he led them to the 2011 One Day World Cup and also the whitewash of Australia last year, the 4-0 series result that meant that Australia actually ended up with Lehman. That of course, happened in India as well. And he's kind of regarded as a kind of a Hollywood figure or a Bollywood figure in terms of his celebrity status. And I think he's Forbes magazine say he's the fifth richest sports person on earth at the moment. And so they're sometimes the numbers that they get pushed for. But the other numbers are, I think he's played 90 tests and at 38.09 his batting average, a pretty decent batting average, especially with the way that he's made the runs. 600s. No, he's been a great player.
And his replacement in the short term?
Virat Kohli's going to be the captain. He's the player that's really been the simmering the burner underneath this series, both in terms of being the one of the key players. He's been just batting beautifully.
He's ready for that, isn't he? I mean, he's giving every sign of that.
And you know, he just seems to have all the ability, really, to be able to come out to Australia, which is such a tough tour, and to bat in the way that he did. It suggests that he is ready, and he'll be captain for the foreseeable future. And as for who's replacing him behind the stumps, I'm not really sure.
Now, with a bit of Big Bash, of course, overnight, just quickly the results there.
Well, both Melbourne teams have struggled badly in the Big Bash so far, and the Renegades finally got a win. They beat the Thunder. It was a moderate rate run chase set, and the Renegades managed it in just over 13 overs. So it was quite an easy win. The top scorer was Aaron Finch. He picked up 48 runs off 37 balls, which sort of cements his reputation as pretty much the prime exponent of the 2020 in the country at the moment. And it was good news. So a lot of, especially Test fans, will be very excited to see that James Patterson, he came
bowled
back
well
3
too.
For 24 and some absolute rippers in the in getting rid of Jacques Callis, amongst others, in those opening overs.
Now we might save the A-League and the Sydney Hobart for our next encounter, Tony, which will be just after 7:30 this morning.
Okay, I'll speak to you then.
Tony Wilson there with Sport.